It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is December 1st, the first day of December 2021, and that means that today is Wednesday. I had to go look myself. As you can tell from my altered voice, my just woke up voice, it is a day that I'm going to be in the office, so we're pre-recording this earlier in the day, or quite early in the morning for me. And what that means is that there's plenty of news, lots of stuff going on in the world, but I just always hate doing the show too early in the day, because there's all sorts of breaking news that a lot of news sites wait until they think their readers are awake before they post it. So there may be some updates, and I'll give them to you tomorrow. Such is life. That's just what's happening. I'm getting used to the new motorcycle, so I'm enjoying that very much. Figuring out where the shift points are and how far I can lean it over and stuff like that. It is lowered a little bit, and so whenever I go over some bumps and or lean over too far, I hit things that I didn't expect to hit. So that'll be something. Anyway, let's go ahead and get going. We got to start. We got news. There's news all over the place. We're going to start the way we almost always start.
World news.
That's right, with the world news. So let's start with something that I think is interesting, that's important to remember. The AIDS epidemic, it's called an epidemic rather than a pandemic. I don't know why. Somebody can enlighten me, I'm sure. But COVID vaccines began to show promise just months after the coronavirus started spreading across the globe. So why have decades of HIV and AIDS research yielded so little progress on a jab to prevent a disease that claimed some 680,000 lives in 2020? As the globe marks World AIDS Day today, why is there no vaccine to protect people from the human immunodeficiency virus? One answer is that the political will and colossal investment that have spurred on COVID vaccine development have largely been missed from AIDS vaccine research since HIV was discovered in 1983. But another lies in the complexity of the science behind HIV. With COVID vaccines, researchers worry about the vaccine being able to fend off a handful of variants, and that have become particularly worrisome, reads a June report by the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative. But for HIV, there are millions and millions of different viruses that have resulted from the virus's stealth ability to rapidly mutate. It is this astonishing level of diversity that any HIV vaccine must contend with. Olivier Schwartz, head of the Viruses and Immunity Unit at Pasteur Institute in Paris, says that while most people can recover naturally from an initial coronavirus infection and thus acquire immunity, this is not the case for HIV. HIV mutates much more easily than COVID, and so it's more difficult to generate so-called broadly neutralizing antibodies that could prevent infection, he said. Only a handful of people naturally produce these antibodies when exposed to HIV. Research into a vaccine has meant studying those rare responses, understanding how they work, and trying to replicate them in healthy people's immune systems. So is there any hope for an mRNA jab like what they use with the coronavirus? Several dozen vaccines are being studied, with one U.S. firm, Moderna, seeking to use the same delivery method as its popular COVID vaccine. The June report describing the research explains how the mRNA jab is meant to deliver instructions for a process called germline targeting. This means guiding the immune system step by step to induce antibodies that can counteract HIV. So far, the technique is complex, involving an initial shot to activate B cells before several jabs attempt to spur the body into producing a range of antibodies. Being able to visualize a way forward has given researchers hope, and some say it's thanks in no small part to the pandemic. These last few years have been unprecedented growth in our understanding of the immune system, Sarah Witbruck Landis, a French AIDS organization, SEDACTION, told AFP. But even with the seeming breakthrough, Ruk Landis says, progress on HIV jab is not enough to be able to say we will have an AIDS vaccine soon. U.S. clinical trials for the Moderna vaccine that were set to begin in August are still listed on the National Institute of Health website as not recruiting. So, researchers are looking into vaccines, say they are overlooked in terms of funding, the market's too weak for pharmaceutical groups, and there's a disappointing lack of investment, says Nicolas Manel, a research director at the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research. Many researchers are very motivated, but they have to make do with the funds they have. The absence of a vaccine focus has historically been on promoting preventative measures like protected sex, clean needles, and overall better access to health care for marginalized populations. Some 38 million people across the globe live with the virus. So, it's just, yeah, anyway, it's World AIDS Day, and I just really wanted to mention this story and bring up that people are still working on this, but that's why we don't have an AIDS vaccine. It's not that, one, there's not a lot of money in it, but two, this virus has been around, like, these family viruses, it's been around 40 years, 83 to 93, 93 to 2003, 2003 to 2013, 2013 to 2023, yeah, because it's getting there, almost. All right, well, now that we've talked about that, let's talk about some more death. What? That's right.
World news.
That's right.
Resistance is futile.
There is always more death in the world. People live, people die. That's what happens. Dozens, including many children, are dead in Nigeria after a boat disaster. Local officials say at least 29 people, mostly children, drowned. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. Dangers of talking too much when you just wake up and you get clogged up. Local officials say at least 29 people, mostly children, drowned after an overloaded riverboat capsized in Kano State. If you picture Nigeria, which is on the east coast there, of on that east hump of Africa there, with a border on the ocean, if you picture it, the north middle of the state, of the country, is where Kano State is. An overloaded boat carrying dozens of passengers, mostly children, aged 8 to 15, has capsized on the Bagwai River in northwest Nigeria's Kano State, according to rescue officials. Seminu Abdullahi, the spokesman for Kano State's fire service, said the incident took place late on Tuesday. We have recovered 29 bodies and rescued 7 passengers. The search for the remaining 13 bodies is ongoing, Abdullahi told the AFP news agency on Wednesday. Abdullahi said the boat was meant to ferry 12 adults, but the skipper packed such a number of children on board. The children from Badu village in Kano State were on their way to Bagwai, a town on the other side of the river, for a religious ceremony. Boat accidents are common, tragically common, on Nigerian waterways, mostly due to overcrowding, bad weather, and lack of maintenance. Last month, 7 girls aged between 10 and 12 drowned in the neighboring Jigawa State when their boat capsized. And in June, 13 people died in Sokoto State when a boat ferrying wedding guests capsized. One of the worst incidents was in May, when more than 150 people went missing after their wooden boat broke apart and sank on the Niger River. So, yeah, it's dangerous to travel by boat in Nigeria, but really sad that a bunch of kids had to drown like that. So let's talk about nuclear bombs. What?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. Lukashenko says Belarus is willing to host Russian nuclear weapons. Not really a huge surprise, but here we go. Belarus's authoritarian leader, Alexander Lukashenko, and we're saying Lukashenko, so you know we're reading Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty website, BBC, and everyone else says Lukashenko. This site always says Lukashenko. I'm not sure what the particular ins and outs are of that, but I found it to be, it's an interesting thing that kind of tells, is a tell for this news site. Anyway, they've said that this country would be willing to host host Russian nuclear weapons if NATO moves similar U.S. equipment from Germany to Eastern Europe. In an interview on November 30th, Lukashenko also, for the first time, recognized Moscow-occupied Crimea as a part of Russia, adding that he planned to visit the peninsula with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lukashenko has learned leaned on ally Russia for support amid rising tensions with the West over his crackdown on the country's pro-democracy movement and in the wake of last year's disputed presidential election. Asked in an interview about recent statement by NATO Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg, Lukashenko said he would invite Russia to position nuclear weapons on Belarusian soil. Earlier this month, Stoltenberg said the U.S. nuclear weapons on a base in Germany could be moved further east if Berlin's new government dropped out of a nuclear sharing deal, a move that would anger Russia. Germany can, of course, decide whether there will be nuclear weapons in your country, but the alternative is that we easily end up with nuclear weapons in other countries in Europe, also to the east of Germany. In reaction, Lukashenko told Dmitry Kiselyov, the head of the Russian state TV network, Rossiya Sedonia, then I will propose to Putin to return nuclear weapons to Belarus, adding, we on the territory of Belarus are ready for this. He said that Belarus had maintained infrastructure for nuclear weapons, which were withdrawn after the 1991 Soviet collapse. So anyway, this will be very interesting to see what's going on. Just to close this out, Russia forcibly annexed the Ukraine's Black Sea region of Crimea in 2014 after it staged a referendum condemned by Kiev and the West as illegal following protests that ousted Ukraine's pro-Russian leader. Lukashenko has been under pressure to back Russia's position on Crimea, but until now had refrained from stating Crimea belongs to Russia. The strongman president added he planned to visit Crimea and his trip would amount to recognition of the peninsula as Russian territory. We have a certain agreement with Putin that we will visit Crimea, Lukashenko said. This is my Crimea, too. So, this is a very interesting relationship between Belarus and Russia. Anyway, it's a little troubling. But hopefully we don't have nuclear war. That would be a bummer. the weakest, the most minimal description of nuclear war. Oh, it'd be a bummer. So here's some good news. What? Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. Hungarian Parliament approves referendum on LGBT issues. Hungary's Parliament has passed a resolution authorizing the government to hold a national referendum on LGBT issues, putting the right-wing ruling party further at odds with the European Union and activists who view laws passed earlier this year as discriminatory. Lawmakers from Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Fidesz party on November 30th approved four referendum questions related to sex education programs in schools and the presentation of sexual content in the media. The Hungarian government proposes that citizens should have a chance to express their stance on the issues of gender propaganda, is what quoted is Deputy Minister Balázs Orbán told Parliament. We are committed. We believe that we have to say no to LGBT propaganda in schools. These anti-LGBT guys are very interesting. Prime Minister Orban has pushed for a referendum after the government passed a series of laws in June that the European Commission and members of the LGBT community view as an attack on the rights of LGBT people by stigmatizing sexual minorities and stifling discourse on sexual orientation. The laws, which were added to legislation strengthening penalties for crimes of pedophilia, set limits on schools teaching about homosexuality and transgender issues, as well as the depiction of LGBT content in media. Orban says the LGBT-related measures aim to protect children and families and do not target adults. The European Commission's bloc executive launched two separate legal proceedings against Hungary's government over what it called infringements on LGBT rights. The referendum will ask whether voters support sexual orientation lessons for minors and public education without parental consent, as well as whether they back the promotion of gender reassignment treatment for minors. Voters will also be asked whether they support unrestricted sexual media content for minors that affects their development and the display of gender-sensitive media content to minors. Based on the parliamentary vote, the referendum can be held alongside national elections scheduled for the spring. The government argues that holding the referendum the same day as parliamentary elections would save money, but critics say the timing is designed to shore up Orban's conservative base. Critics say Fidesz has stepped up its anti-LGBT campaign as part of an ongoing drive to depict itself as the guardian of Christian values against Western liberalism. It also includes blocking migrants from transiting Hungary and closing down privately owned liberal media institutions. So, anyway, we'll see what the people decide, but the people, the anti-LGBT movement is very strong in Hungary. Anyway, it's really a bummer. But I'm saying bummer a lot today, I guess. But yeah, anyway, that's what's going on in Hungary. Hopefully the people speak up, and they're not in danger if they do speak up. Knowledge is power. Let the kids know all this stuff. Man, I have been going on and on. And this guy...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
He's bouncing around in my head. And I forgot to tell you about Calm. If you want to hang out and chat during the show, you can do that. All you have to do is SSH over to SDF, and from there, run Calm. But what if you don't have an account? Easy. Just SSH over is new, N-E-W, at SDF.org. Once you're connected, you'll go through a sign-up process, put your name, choose your username, all that jazz. And once you're done, you can SSH on over to SDF. You'll be able to join and participate in Calm, even if you without even paying anything or validating. Once you connect to Calm, you type COM, hit enter, then you press G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and hit enter. And that will take you to the Anon Radio room, where you'll get to see all the cool people hanging out. More than likely, you'll see X1 and Ronald and Ratsu and Bob Jonkman, maybe. And then, yeah, there's a whole crew. There's a motley crew of folks that show up. Since it's the morning time, people aren't in there yet. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that usually show up. And it's a lot of fun. So, definitely hope to see you there. And stick around at 1930 UTC is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. That's coming to us in just about 13 minutes. But first, let's talk about ice cream. That's right. Ice cream. Changing gears. The melody of Sifo Matashli's ice cream van has drawn hordes of Soweto children since South Africa's violent apartheid years. Running over for creamy, soft servings, decades later, it's still going. He has worked Monday to Monday, so 7 days a week, for the past 45 years, driving through the hilly township that was once home to South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela. Even during the violent liberation struggle that rocked Soweto during the 1970s, he sold ice cream. Only the winter weather occasionally stops. "If it's cold, you get the rest," said Machali, a 63-year-old father born and raised in Soweto, where students once rose against white minority rule in 1976. But politics have never been his things. "I've seen people grow from the ice cream car," he said, remembering that prices were lower during apartheid, which officially ended in 1994. Today he charges 8 rand, which is equivalent to 50 cents U.S., for a swirling serving of strawberry or vanilla. Add a couple of rand for a sprinkle of hundreds and thousands of another crunchy topping. I think this is a bit exaggerated. It is just a small van. It looks kind of like those VW mini microbuses, but with a extension on the top so that you can stand up. And it's cherry top ice cream. It's a beautiful little van. AfricaNews.com has a video of it, but alas, they don't play this song. Or at least not in the first minute or two of the video. I couldn't hear the song, or else I would have played it for you. But Shanley fondly recalls the round baby faces of his first customers, now adults, who today send their children to his van, coins in hand. "They were young when we started," he said, serving some people directly into their cars as they ride past. Under a bright summer sun, Machali drives slowly past small identical brick and iron roof houses built for black laborers on the outskirts of Johannesburg during apartheid. He has to cut the engine to switch on his Italian ice cream machine. "Can't do both at the same time," he muttered, blades churning in the background. A small technical glitch that doesn't impact his passion for the smiles he brings. "As long as I'm alive, I'm going to do it," he said. "Everybody is happy with ice cream." And I thought that was pretty cool and was a little feel good. All right, this is Stranger Than Fiction from Bad Religion.
A people shot, keep violence back, and the children. obituary. Oh yeah, cockroach naps, rattling traps. How many devils can you fit up on a match? And curiosity killed the Kerouac cat. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. In Miami, round the corner, there's a white old man with shoulders and a spirit giving it for crack. He'll never want it back. There's a little kid and his family eating crackers like Thanksgiving. And a pack of wild desperados run for a baby. The wall is scratching at my door. Obituary. Oh yeah, create a fun cat. Warmth looks back. How many angels can you fit up on a match? I wanna know why Hemingway cracked. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Life is the crummiest book I ever read. There isn't a hook, just a lot of cheap shots, features to shock, and characters an image of a never dream.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF, and SDF's powered by you. Hooray! As you may have noticed, if you signed up, you may need to get validated. Just ask in Anon, in the Incom. If you're listening to Anon Radio and you're not a I don't know what to say. Anyway, if you're cool and you're in comm, and you ask, somebody might validate you. But you got to be meta ARPA to do that. So anyway, SDF is a whole other ball of wax, but it's very cool. I love it a lot. And like I said earlier, please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe coming up at 19:30 UTC. You can press the equal key in comm if you want to see a text-based version of what's coming up. You can always, of course, also go to anonradio.net where you can subscribe to the calendar or download an ICS file that has all the entries in it. Today is Wednesday, which means that we've got... hold on, we're scrolling down. Today is Wednesday, which means it's News to Me 19 and 1930, Dubious Goals Committee. And then DJ Zep has 3 hours... afterwards. Hopefully he'll be around. We'll find out. And then tonight at midnight UTC, 00 UTC, you've got Banana Republic with DJ Raleigh scheduled. So please tune into that. That'll be 00 UTC Thursday. But for most of us, that's going to be in the evening time. Or at least all of if you're in the U.S., I guess I shouldn't say most of us, but if you're in the U.S., that shouldn't be too late. Either way, sorry, I worded that wrong, kind of weird and fumbled over it, but whatever. It's time to get focused again. Let's get focused. Come on. Deep breath. All right, there we go. Let's get going. Countries are tightening restrictions as new cases of the Omicron variant emerge. Japan on Wednesday imposed a one-month suspension on all new incoming flight bookings in a bid to prevent the fast-spreading Omicron variant from taking hold in the country, while Germany reported that 4 people who had tested positive of the new strain were fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. The Omicron variant, every time I say Omicron, I want to say Omicron per CI8. The Omicron variant was first detected in South Africa last week and has since spread to dozens of countries worldwide. The World Health Organization has warned that the new strain poses a very high global risk and has urged governments to accelerate vaccination of high-priority groups. This is some live coverage, so... what time? I need a clock. Hold on. So they're saying 1322 Paris time, which is not a time zone, which causes me great dismay because I'm like, now I have to search, what is Paris's UTC offset? One sec. What is Paris's UTC offset? And it does... Okay, Paris is UTC plus one right now. So, thank you. That's all I needed to know. All right, UTC plus one. All right, so Paris at 1322, so 1222 UTC, EU to make vaccines available for children as of December 13th. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has announced that COVID-19 vaccines will be made available across the bloc for children aged between 5 and 11 as of December 13th. The EU executive is urging all 27 member states to step up their vaccination campaigns as Europe faces what she described as a severe double challenge. On one hand, we are amid the fourth wave. On the other hand, we're facing a new threat, is the new variant Omicron, she said. Ghana, South Korea, and Ireland on Wednesday joined the growing list of countries to report their first cases of the variant. And Portugal has tightened its passenger controls in airports, seaports, and land borders by requiring negative coronavirus tests for most incoming visitors in a bid to shield itself from the variant. It also reintroduced mandatory face mask measures in enclosed spaces and a requirement for people to show proof of coronavirus vaccines or COVID-19 recovery tests to enter restaurants, cinemas, gyms, and hotels. And Denmark says person infected with Omicron attended a large concert. Because, of course, we're still having large concerts 2 years into this pandemic. Why not? A person who's tested positive for the Omicron variant in Denmark attended a large concert over the weekend, health officials said Wednesday. The concert was held in the city of Aalborg and was attended by almost 2,000 people. According to Danish broadcaster DR, everyone who attended the concert has now been urged to get tested. It was not immediately clear whether the concert goer was one of the four Omicron cases that Denmark had already confirmed or if it was a new case. And there's lots more. But yeah, Omicron is freaking the world out, and there's a lot of renewed vigor in trying to fight this. Saudi Arabia has also confirmed its first case of the Omicron variant. Saudi state-run SPA quoted a source from the health ministry as saying the infected individual, a Saudi national, has been isolated, was traveling back from a North African country. The announcement came as Ugur Sahin, the CEO of COVID-19 vaccine maker BioNTech, said that while the Omicron variant could lead to more vaccinated people becoming infected, they would likely remain protected against severe illness. Meanwhile, a U.S. panel of health advisors narrowly backed a closely watched COVID-19 pill from Merck, which could lead to authorization later this week. Scientists have been scrambling to learn more about the effects of the variant, Omicron variant, first detected in South Africa last week. It remains unclear where or when the variant first emerged, but nations have rushed to impose travel restrictions, especially on visitors from South Africa, despite the World Health Organization's call for rational measures. The United States has been very interesting in this. We've only been banning travel from African countries, and specifically sub-Saharan African countries, anywhere black people are from. It's very suspicious. The U.S. is famously very racist, though, so I wouldn't be surprised. Let's go through this. We're going to run out of time. I kind of spaced out there. Here we go. At least 1,500 unhoused people, or homeless people, whatever you're used to saying, but unhoused people in L.A. Are dead on the streets over the course of the pandemic. Nearly 1,500 unhoused people are estimated to have died on the streets of Los Angeles during the pandemic. We're out of time. Alice Siebold apologizes to the man cleared of her rape. She wrote a big best-selling book about this man.
Well,
and he was exonerated. He didn't do it.
Our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening.
And there was a school shooting in Michigan.
I'll be back tomorrow. And every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Talk more about the school shooting. All right, take it easy, talk to Tobe, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee.
Seven.